T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bruce from Minneapolis. If you get unsolicited email from Austin, Minnesota, is that spam? I just had to. Bye.
Oh, gosh.
I have to think about that.
Oh, gosh.
I love that. Thank you, Reese. That was perfect. Maxie, I don't know. Do you have an answer to that question?
I guess
it would be spam. Good spam.
Jokes like that, it's unbelievable, Paul. I'm telling you.
Hey,
I was at the gym the other day in the locker room, and the guy next to me puts a bra on. I said, how long you been wearing a bra? He said, ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment Saturday night. Ra-dun-ching. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, Mike. Oh, Mike.
You know where I heard that? I heard that on a Johnny Carson rerun last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Johnny lives forever in perpetuity.
Johnny lives forever, man. Yeah.
It's good to be Johnny Carson. Good to be Greg Joseph, huh?
Greg Joseph had a nice redeeming day.
Yes.
At U.S. Bank Stadium. I think everybody kind of roots for a guy like that that misses one.
Yep.
And Mike Zimmer kept his faith in him. And, of course, even yesterday missing the 49-yarder previous to that and having to come back. And, he wouldn't have had to make the game winner had he made the 49-yarder. But
right.
He did. And it's really good to see. And, to see how he has fought through that. They never had any question about his leg strength. In fact, he looks like he's a pretty good sign for them that he's found a way to get himself, he was kicking the ball really well. And then, he misses the one against Arizona. But in general, if you look at his body of work, he's been a really good kicker so far. So, look at Cincinnati and Green Bay yesterday. 5 straight missed field goals before Crosby made one to win it for Green Bay. It was almost comical and uncanny as you watch that thing down the stretch and you're going, really? Wow,
And it was the dang weather.
The dang weather.
And the wind shear.
And the one, Evan McPherson from Cincinnati thought he made it because it hit the flag on the side of it.
I saw that.
And so he starts to skinny. It's not funny, he goes through the traditional, hey, we won.
The celebration,
Well, actually, we didn't. Go sit down because we're about to lose.
Oh, my gosh. I watched the game last night on NBC. I know you're not allowed to watch NBC.
Actually, I'm not, because at my home with the Dish Network, it's gone, man. Channel 11 is gone.
What?
I don't know. They pulled it. They must be in some dispute with NBC or the Peacock. So,
whoa.
But I did watch it last night at Channel 4, but I don't have Bally Sports. I don't have Channel 11. I don't know what else I don't have, but I could give them a whole bunch of suggestions of things that I don't need that I do have. You know,
612 channels.
612 channels.
But Mahomes had a tough night, and the rain
and Leslie Frazier.
I guess what stood out to me was that supersized halftime, right, where they were waiting for the rain to let up.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Paul, because
peanut butter and jelly.
Yep, that was a piece of it. But I got to tell you, as I watched that, it was Tony Dungy and Drew Brees and Mike Tirico on the set.
Yeah.
And obviously, any of us that have been in this business knows what was going on. They don't know how long they're going to have to be on the air because it's a weather delay, right? Yeah. How many times did you stand in front of the green wall and go, I'm here until they tell me I'm not here, right?
Yep.
And those three were nothing short of magnificent in terms of the way that they, because I'm going, how do they have all these highlights? A standard halftime show, they do 2 or 3 minutes of highlights. Now they're going to go through every game. Now, Do they cut all those highlights ahead of time just in case there's a rain delay? I don't know. But to be able to communicate that to the three guys on set, Tirico, Brees, and Dungy, make sense of it, get it right, comment at the right time. I mean, it was a great piece of television for people on the inside of TV in terms of being prepared, because that was really something to think that they didn't know how long they were going to go, and they go, well, let's go to the highlights of this. All right, you know. And pretty soon they're making comments about the pattern and the play. I mean, it was, if you're purely, and I understand some of this, you know, people don't appreciate as much as you and I would, Paul, but if you're purely one in this business and you want to watch the template of a really well-produced, on-the-fly piece of football video, and then you're right, Michelle Tafoya, the peanut butter and jelly, and then you go back to Alan Chris, and it was really good TV. And I'm going, well, and then they'd go to the radar every once in a while just to show them where the rain was, but it was really good.
I had to laugh, though, when they said, some of the Chiefs players thought that there was too much peanut butter and not enough jelly on their sandwiches.
It was the Bills players, and then on top of it was, you know, the visiting team always gets the smaller locker room. And so a lot of times it doesn't matter. Like when the Vikings played New Orleans, it's like you can't even get in the locker room. It's so small. You know, they do that on purpose, right? Make you uncomfortable for the opposing team. But when you got a delay like that, it becomes kind of cumbersome. Most of the time you can kind of get in and out of that. But that's what Buffalo was dealing with last night. And Leslie Frazier, by the way, the former Vikings head coach and defensive coordinator, was the man behind defensing, at least strategically, Patrick Mahomes last night, which is no small feat. They couldn't do it last year in the playoffs, but he's developing some traction again to be a head coach because Buffalo's defense has been so good.
Yeah, Josh Allen with the Bills. I mean, he's the real deal.
Oh, he can. And he's got good feet too. He's got good legs.
Yeah.
Craig Bowl recruited him at Wyoming, and Craig's kind of an old friend of mine. He was at North Dakota State for years, and so when he was at North Dakota State, he recruited Carson Wentz. Not bad, huh? Then he got to Wyoming. He recruited Josh Allen. He also recruited Easton Stick, who's in the league. And then, of course, Trey Lance, another North Dakota State quarterback, started yesterday for San Francisco the first time. Of course, number 3 overall pick, outstanding player. And he had a decent, not spectacular day yesterday. Got stopped on the goal line where it looked like he might have scored. But that quarterback tree between Craig Bowl and North Dakota State is unbelievable. I don't remember, Paul, and maybe I'm wrong, but Trey Lance starting at quarterback, there have only been a couple of Minnesota natives that have started an NFL game at quarterback. One is Chris Wienke, who beat the Vikings when he was playing for Carolina. And, of course, he's a Heisman Trophy winner out of Crete and Durham Hall. And I don't know that I can think of another one that grew up here that started an NFL game at quarterback.
Interesting. You are a walking sports encyclopedia.
See what happens to you when you do this job this many years? All these facts just get lodged up in your brain, you know? Oh, wait, I got to go back. Steve Walsh also from Crete and Durham Hall started, of course, for the Bears and the New Orleans Saints and Dallas Cowboys.
You must be great fun at parties. Third beer.
I was at a party the other night. We were talking about what we were talking about. Anyway, I was really fun. Well, I told that joke, first of all. That was the icebreaker.
About the bra.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Hey, when we come back, I want to get your input into something I witnessed during the Penn State-Iowa game on Saturday, which, again, I'm sure Minnesotans have zero interest in, but I have interest in it, and so I'm going to ask Maxie get his results, his reaction to something I saw on the field when we come back on CCO. The Timberwolves taking on the Clippers tonight, 9:30, right here on your Wolf Station, News Talk 830 WCCO. Hope you'll tune in for that. The Wild opening up their season on Friday against the Ducks. And I just want to go on record, Maxie. I have no qualms with Iowa. I've done a lot of business in Iowa. I have dear friends who live in Iowa. I get down there often. I like residents of Iowa. But something happened Saturday during the Penn State loss to Iowa, 23-20. And I just want to get your reaction. They actually, some of the fans, not all of them, but some of them were booing injured Penn State players on the field. And the way they explained that after the fact was, well, we thought you guys were trying to slow down the game. And
That means that can't be, because that would hint that Iowa fans are sophisticated enough to see that. I'm on a roll here, Paul.
I'm glad you said that. But look, when Penn State played the Gophers, it's going on almost 2 years. The fans could not have been any nicer, more polite. Usually when somebody gets injured, you know, there's polite applause when hopefully they walk that guy off the field. It's just what good people do. And I know the heat of passion, they were ranked number three. We were ranked number four. It was a big rivalry that wasn't
gets
a rivalry.
Hurt in the second quarter, the quarterback, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know? And Coach Ferenc even said that at one point in his press conference, you know, we were looking to take out Sean Clifford, and they did. And we don't know what's wrong with him. And so, you know, look, I realize injuries happen. It's football. It's a violent sport. People get injured. But if we've gotten to the point as a society where we boo people while they're writhing in pain on the field, I just, you know.
Yeah, I'd give them the benefit of the doubt on that. But they also do the greatest tribute at Iowa that you're ever going to
see. Yes, with the kids.
Everybody stops, looks up at the kids with cancer.
I agree.
For both teams. And, I mean, every time you see it, it just tugs. Because it's like in the midst of this football game, no matter where it's at, we stop and we remember what's important.
Yep.
And it's one of the. And Kirk Ferentz, the head coach at Iowa, my dealings with him over the years have been that he's first class. I mean, he really is. And, you know, last year they got into it with the Gophers because the Gophers were trying to get Bateman a touchdown, even though Iowa would just clean their clock. And the Gophers kept trying to get him a touchdown, and they had some words exchanged in an empty stadium. But speaking of the Gophers, Trey Potts ruled out for the season. The young man that got hurt against Purdue, we never really saw what he, and it's still, the injury is still undisclosed, but he's back in town and going to be all right. But out for this season, and certainly at the press conference with P.J. Fleck, there was no guarantee that he'd play football again. So it was a serious situation. We don't know the details, and we'll allow their family to decide, you know, as to how to discern publicize that. But the good news is he's back here, and he said he might be attending practice at least to watch. But it obviously was a very scary and harrowing situation.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish him the best and his family the best going forward here. Maxie, our question today, and we're still taking voicemails, 612-208-2399. Do you make reference to Indigenous Peoples Day? Is this Columbus Day? Should we have both? Should we have neither? Should Indigenous Peoples Day replace Columbus Day? Do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, I've got an opinion. And the opinion is we got too many days, period. I'm not citing any one particular day, but I went to the bank today to deposit a check, and I couldn't go in there because it was a holiday. Yeah. And I go, what holiday could it possibly be today? We got MEA next week for the kids. How many holidays do we have in this, you know? And so yes, I have an opinion. And if it gets in the way of me doing my banking business or anything else, and then I don't know if I get a free meter downtown or not because it's not clear on some of these holidays, it becomes very inconvenient for me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know how you can even say this without getting in trouble, there's so many things that were wrong at one time that at that time maybe they did or didn't know were wrong, and now we're correcting so many of them. And I'm comfortable with whatever they come up with that makes everybody else comfortable at this point.
Hey, one advantage of today being a federal holiday, less traffic today. Did you notice that?
Didn't notice that because I think the other people didn't know it was a holiday either, you know? At least the ones I was driving by. You know what I did? I went over to St. Paul, and I had a little lunch with Dave Cassetta, which is right across the street from where that mass shooting was, and I've known him for a long time. I'm going to have him on the radio show tonight. And I just took a peek around there, and it was it was another chilling reminder that we're not out of this yet, and that there's a lot of things. Any one incident can trigger some really bad things in this town, and I just felt that on edge again, like I felt during, you know, some of the riots.
Mike Max, appreciate your perspective. Hang in there, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.